In demanding no cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, Jenny Daniel, an organizer with Move On, said they wanted to remind Senator Kerry that Main Street, not Wall Street, won the last election.
There was a clear mandate from the electorate about this very issue, yet we're here talking about it again.
About 24 people met with an advisor to Senator Kerry in the lobby of the Springfield building where the senator has a district office. Several people spoke about how threatened cuts would impact their family's health care or retirement. Move On delivered a petition with 4,500 signatures calling on the senator to oppose a fix to the country's financial woes that would burden the poor and middle class. His aide said Kerry favors a balanced approach on spending and taxes to reduce the federal deficit. The activists said they wanted to make sure Kerry knows he'll be held accountable for his positions during the fiscal showdown.
These organizations will be in the streets if they need to be, because this is something they care about.
Other organizations represented at the meeting included Jobs with Justice, American Friends Service Committee, Arise for Social Justice, the Pioneer Valley Labor Council, and Occupy Franklin County. The Massachusetts Senior Action Council organized a rally in Boston. There's a candlelight vigil in Northampton by the Fund Our Communities Not War Coalition. The group's Marty Nathan explains they want the President and Congress to come to a resolution based on the budget for all ballot question. It was on the ballot election day in roughly a third of Massachusetts cities and towns and passed by a 3-to-1 margin.
It is very specific in its demands that we not cut social programs, that we do cut the military, that we get out of Afghanistan, that we tax the rich, and that we create green jobs.
A new report from the consumer group Massperg said offshore tax havens are being used by large corporations and wealthy individuals to avoid paying $150 billion in taxes annually. Massperg legislative director Deirdre Cummings said it's enough to cover the automatic spending cuts that would trigger with the fiscal cliff and get at 37.5% of the debt reduction goal.
The amount of money that's being lost through these accounting practices is significant. And, you know, there are a lot of hard decisions being made and hard choices being made in Congress right now, but really, this should not be one of them.
The Massperg report said 83 of the top 100 U.S. corporations use offshore tax havens.
And when you have companies that are avoiding their fair share of taxes, you know, the rest of us have to pick up the tab.
There are bills in both the U.S. House and Senate to curtail the use of overseas tax shelters. Cummings said neither of the two U.S. senators from Massachusetts have endorsed it. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.